Good morning, everyone. Monday morning here. And thank you.
Morning.
I just had to come on and make a comment about Sam's message yesterday about someone reporting her from Audio Boom. As you can hear in my voice, I'm astounded. You'd start to wonder about social networks and freedom of speech and all that. I know other people have come back and said, and Sam herself has said, freedom of speech is important, and I totally agree. This reporting people to guide dogs thing has been going on years, and it seems to be, I don't know why people can't approach the person concerned and say something. Jess has been reported in. I don't think Jess is holding a record, but Jess has been reported three times in her guide dog working life. One as far back as the 80s with her first dog, Dinah. What were you reported for then?
Oh, because they said she was lying in the road at the bus stop.
What? God. Then we had an incident with Jess's fourth dog, Faith, who had snatched a sausage roll out of a child's hand in a precinct in St Helens, and they got the security to ring and say that Faith had bitten a child. Thankfully, guide dogs didn't take that too seriously. And then the last time was with Ollie, before he was withdrawn. He was being looked after for us by a neighbour who often did that. And he was out in their back garden. And
we'd gone to get... Where'd we gone? To the vet hospital, I think.
Hang on, I'll pause this for a second. Whoops, sorry about that. That's our neighbour collecting a parcel we took in for him.
I think we'd gone to the vet hospital with Andy, and I didn't want to take Ollie because...
That's right, because Andy had a skin problem and he'd gone up to the vet. No, his back problem.
Yeah.
And he'd gone up for a checkup, and Ollie tended to go for other dogs because there were a lot of unknown breeds in the vet hospital, so we didn't take Ollie that day. And Anne let him in the garden to play with her son Tom. And next door on the other side had staffies, and he went for the dog through the fence. A few days after that, guide dogs got in touch to come out and said Jess had been reported. Well, we put two and two together.
Well, they they didn't tell me on the phone. They told me when they came out.
That you'd been reported.
I'd been reported.
And we put two and two together. They didn't tell us who it was, but we had a damn good idea who it was, because it was too much of a coincidence. But again, she didn't come and see us. She just ran guide dogs. So it seems to be a common trend, this, of ringing guide dogs or emailing guide dogs. No, she emailed them, didn't she?
Yes, I think she did.
To complain.
But actually, that's... funnily enough, that was the time that really helped with the dog thing, because eventually Ollie was withdrawn.
But they did try working with her dogs after that, didn't they? And it just couldn't accept staffies because of his attack. This trend seems to be common of ringing or emailing guide dogs without telling the person concerned. It really does. So it seems to have moved on to social networking now as well. Wonderful.
Yeah.
I won't be careful what I say on Audio Boom. I don't see why I should have to be. It's a free freedom of speech place. The trouble is with Audio Boom, and I totally agree with... I still can't call it Audio Boom, sorry. It's just... doesn't come off my tongue somehow. I agree with Sam. There's no block button.
No.
You can actually go onto somebody's account, tap on their followers or their friends, their following, sorry, and then find someone on their list, then go onto somebody else and listen to any boo you like, even if you don't know the person.
Yeah,
I mean, you were listening to somebody's audio boo from... You'd gone through about three friends, hadn't you, to get there? Because the interest mattered, so you found the subject line interesting. Mm. I mean, you know, and that's the problem with Audio Boom. You can't stop people browsing your messages, basically, even if they don't know you. You could, somebody from Outer Mongolia could be listening to this message, and I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know.
I don't know.
Someone I don't even know. So it doesn't have to be someone that's following me, because other people can get through your followers to you. So you do wonder whether something should be put in place.
You've never heard of.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a really tricky one. And this reporting guide dog thing has been going on for years. And you do wish people would tell you. So at least you could do something about what you're supposed to have done before they ring guide dogs. Yeah. But they don't. I think it's a power thing myself. They think they've got power and they can cause trouble, and so they go off and do it and think, oh great, I've got a response now. They'll have to react to that. And oh, I don't know. It's society.
Totally mad. Totally. I mean, I said to Vanessa, you know, I was angry at the time, but as I said, it did.
Yeah. But it doesn't always, though.
No, it doesn't.
These reports...
No, no, it doesn't.
Half the time, they're unfounded.
Yeah.
You know, half the time, they're not even true.
No.
People misconstrue what they see. I've had people tell me they're going to report me for correcting my dog when I've been told to do that. I had an incident in London many moons ago. Yeah. This was when I had a bit of sight, well, a reasonable amount of sight back then, early 90s. And so I'm watching my time because I know I've only got 10 minutes. I had Alex at the time, my collie retriever, and he was a swine for food. He used to dive in the road for chips. Now, if I'd been totally blind, I'd have had real problems. And on this particular day, he'd take me in the middle of a busy road for some chips. And I got on the pavement and I corrected him. And this woman said, I saw that. I'm going to ring guide dogs. Well, I'd had it up to here with Alex by that time.
Yeah.
I said, go on then. I'll give you the phone number. And she walked off and I chased her down the road and said, come on, do you want this number? Because I was so angry at the time. And following that, I actually went back to my office, rang guide dogs and said, you're going to have to come and do something about this dog. I'm sorry. He went back for retraining. Didn't do it once because he was with a sighted trainer.
Yeah.
Came back to me and started all over again. So there you go. But as I say, reporting seems to go on, whatever we do.
Yeah, it does.
You were told you were standing on your dog's feet the other week in the shop. Weren't you walking around Tesco's?
Yeah.
This woman.
Did you keep kicking your dog's paws? I don't think so.
She hadn't touched them at all, and the assistant she was with told her she hadn't. You do get some people, I tell you, honestly.
Really?
So, Sam, just let it go over your head. It's just, well, it's not easy to let it go over your head, because you can't, but people are just a waste of space.
Yes, I think we've...
Yeah, anyway, I'm sure we've all had experiences of ridiculous people and probably being reported, some more than others. I don't know why, but I presume in cities it's more prevalent even than town. I don't know, though. Maybe it's more tittle-tattly in villages. I don't know. Anyway, but I'm just sorry to hear you've had all this problem, Sam. But don't let it stop you saying things on Audio Boo. And sadly, until Audio Boo fix this, that anyone can listen to your messages, you really don't know who's listening.
You don't.
Certainly not. It could be someone you don't even know.
Very true.
It could be someone anywhere. This is the problem. I've had messages from people commenting on Boo's I did 2 years ago. I have emails and they're over in Australia or New Zealand. And I'm thinking, good grief. I'd forgotten I did that, Boo. It's bizarre. It really is. Because I get emailed when I get comments put to my booze. And I'm still getting them from one I did about 2 years ago about downloading MP3s.
Still getting that one.
Yeah. Anyway, I've waffled on long enough on this Monday morning. So
yes.
Take care, everyone. And I feel better now having got that off my chest. This is process guide dog owners out in force, and it all is.
Yeah.
Anyway, take care and keep your pecker up, or keep your chin up, Sam. Just get on with it, you know. Ignore the people out there. Yeah. And that's being polite. Okay, take care and bye for now.